This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Starbucks faces a potential class action lawsuit in Colorado over what it charges for non-dairy milk options. CPR's Matt Moret reports.
The lawsuit, filed by a woman in Colorado Springs, accuses Starbucks of violating the Americans with Disabilities Act. Starbucks adds surcharges of up to 70 cents for drinks made with oat, almond, soy, or coconut milk. The lawsuit says that policy discriminates against people with dairy allergies. A judge must certify the complaint as a class action before it can move forward. If that happens, other Coloradans could be eligible to join the suit. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
Businesses that locate in Colorado's coal towns could be in for a financial boost from the state. A new bipartisan law increases state support for companies in towns like Craig and Hayden, where falling demand for coal endangers the local economy. The law also creates a new tax credit that makes it cheaper to ship products made in those towns to market via rail. If you're headed to the Air Force Academy graduation or anywhere near Colorado Springs today, be prepared for traffic issues. Vice President Kamala Harris will give the commencement speech at the Academy this morning after arriving from Washington, D.C. Last year, President Joe Biden gave the graduation speech, and it led to long delays on I-25 before and after the ceremony. After today's speech, Harris will tour Peterson Space Force Base and get a briefing. Some of southeastern Colorado's history can be told through the photos and videos of everyday life. Those are among the things the Pueblo City County Library District wants to capture with its new Shared Memories project. Director Aaron Ramirez says they'll help get those materials digitized and archived.
Our priority is preservation, number one, and raising awareness of the importance of their family, of their personal collections here in southeastern Colorado.
Ramirez says that $250,000 from the Mellon Foundation will help build 6 permanent and 5 mobile memory labs that will cover parts of southern Colorado.